I got the same shaila a few times recently, and it went something like this. A good friend of mine told me he and his entire family, he's taking his entire family to Eretz Yisrael, and he would like to go on Chanukah, and he's got to leave his house before Plag HaMincha on one of the days of Chanukah, and he's not going to get to Eretz Yisrael until it's already after nightfall the following day. So he's going to miss the entire day, even if he would just get there in the morning. He already missed the entire night for Neros Chanukah. So he wanted to know, can he just have a shaliach come into his house, light Neros Chanukah while he's not there, and that way he'll be yotze the mitzvah through a shaliach. And then someone else asked me that apparently there are all these tours that are being advertised for people to take their Chanukah vacation, where you have these similar issues, where they just leave their house and there's going to be a whole night where they're going to be in transit and they're not going to be able to do the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. And one of the tours actually told people, don't worry about it. You could just ask a neighbor to come into your house and light Neros Chanukah. So is that true? So the answer is no, it's not true, because in order to be Yotzei, even through a shliach, you first have to be chayiv in the mitzvah in that bias. It has to be your bias. If it's not your bias, then you're not chayiv in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. So if you were Oker Diraso and you left and you're not coming back the rest of Chanukah, you left the house before Plag HaMincha, so that night it's not your bias. So there's no mitzvah of Ner Chanukah for you that night in that house. So that's not really the shaila. But meaning, I don't think there's much to talk about in terms of that shaila. But the shaila becomes, what about in general? Can you be yotzei the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah through a shliach? And if so, how are you yotzei the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah through a shliach? Meaning, let's say you're just going to be coming home late from work that night. So you don't want to be yotzei the mitzvah very late at night. You'd rather do it in the proper zman. Nobody's home right now, so you ask someone to go into your house. I don't recommend this, by the way, because of fire safety reasons. But you ask someone to go into your house and to light Neros Chanukah while you're not home. It is your home. You're eating there. You're sleeping there. You're doing everything there. You got up that morning there. You're coming back that night there. But you just want someone to do the mitzvah for you. So can they be? Can they do the mitzvah of lighting Neros Chanukah for you? So the pashtus is that there should be no problem with it and there should be no discussion. However, there is a fascinating comment of the Ben Ish Chai on Parshas Vayeshev, where the Ben Ish Chai writes that a chola, shachola hashochev al mitaso, if you have a chola who's in bed and can't get up, yasa shliach la'adlaka b'makom anachasa, should make a shliach to light his Neros Chanukah for him in the place where Neros Chanukah are supposed to be lit, v'yochol hachola levarech, and the chola should say the bracha. The shliach is going to be the one lighting the Neros Chanukah. The chola himself will say the bracha. Vashliach yadlik b'cheder ahu b'fanav take from yad. And right after the chola says the bracha, the shliach will be the one to light the Neros Chanukah. And the Ben Ish Chai self-references to the Tshuvas Rav Pa'alim in Chelek Dalid, Simin Yod Dalid, where he says, yeah, and the same is true. If you have a shliach doing the mitzvah of mezuzah for you, you can say the bracha and have the shliach put up the mezuzah. The same is true if you have a shliach doing a bris milah for you, you could say the bracha and then have the shliach do the bris milah, and the same is true with asiyas maka, and the same is true with erev tavshilin and hadlakas neros chanukah. So that's what the Ben Ish Chai says, and it's very, very curious that there's such a thing that I'm going to say a bracha and someone else is going to do my shlichus and do the maisa mitzvah. Rav Shechter points out in Eretz Hatzvi and Simon Gimel that most likely the birchas hamitzvah is associated with the maisa mitzvah, not with the kiyum mitzvah. And he has several rayas to this. One raya is, we know that there's a machlokas rishonim, how many mitzvahs are there for sfiras ha'omer? Is it 49 separate mitzvahs or one big mitzvah? So Rav Shechter pointed out, how come no one ever thought of the greatest raya that it must be 49 separate mitzvahs, that every night you say a new bracha, 49 separate brachos? Isn't that a raya that it's 49 separate mitzvahs? So he says, no, it's not a raya, because that just shows that there are 49 separate ma'aseh mitzvah, but it could be that it's one big kiyum mitzvah. And the pashtus is that each maisa mitzvah requires a bracha. The bracha is associated with the maisa mitzvah, not with the kiyum mitzvah. If a bracha is associated with the maisa mitzvah, the one doing the maisa mitzvah should probably be the one saying the bracha. So that's why the Rov Achronim disagree with this Ben Ish Chai. The Marshal in Yamshel Shlomo in the first paragraph of Maseches Chulin is quoted by that Rav Palin, and he says clearly that the shliach says the bracha. If you have a shliach to shchita for you, the shliach should say the brachas in the first parak of Chulin, so it's about shechita in that context. The Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah say that when it comes to bedikas chametz, if you have a shliach doing bedikas chametz for you, also achim revarich davi kishlucho gamli inyan abracha, he's your shliach for the bracha, he's your shliach for the bedika, and therefore he's your shliach for the bracha as well. Now where it gets complicated, so far right now we have two extremes. We have the Ben Ishchai that says that no, you can have a shliach do the mitzvah and you'll say the bracha, and then we have the all the other achronim that seem to say that whenever a shliach is doing a mitzvah for you, that shliach should also say the bracha. However, when it comes to Chanukah, there may be something in the middle. There may be something in between. Because the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Magen Avraham that Isha Madlekes, the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Magen Avraham that Isha Madlekes, Kibin Sha Minuk Sha Mistama Mekabelis HaShabbos Padlakasa, Imkein Tadlik Shuv Shal Chanukah, Elatomar, Lo Tadlik Shuv Shal Chanukah, Elatomar La Acher La Hadlik, Vuhu Yavarch Hashem Kishon B'Mitzvosav, La Hadlik Bish. And the Magen Avraham, meaning what he says is, if let's say a woman was ready Mekabel HaShabbos beforehand, and she did it, she forgot to light Neros Chanukah, so she should have someone else light Neros Chanukah for her, that someone else should say the bracha, and that's not so surprising, but he says that someone else should say the bracha dafka bifaneha, dafka in front of her, dafka when she is there, that's when the bracha has to be recited. Only if she is standing there. Mishnah Berurah writes this in Tafresh Ayin Hei Siv Katan Tes that a guy who's lighting neros b'shlichus of an isha, he's the one that's mevarich, but only b'tanai that the woman is standing right there. So that causes all the achronim to raise an eyebrow. Wait a second, I thought by all mitzvos, if you send the shliach to do the mitzvah, the shliach says the bracha. Why do you need to be standing right there? If the shliach is the one doing the mitzvah, he's doing the ma'aseh mitzvah, he should say the bracha. Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah say that you have to be standing right there. Ben Eros Chanukah. Why would that be the case? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Alicha Shlomo Perek Tezayin on Tefillah raises this question, and he points out that perhaps Chanukah is different because Chanukah is a Chovas Habayis. He says it would be similar to a person who's putting tefillin on someone else's arm, where you're not really the one doing the mitzvah. It's the person who's getting the tefillin placed on his arm who's doing the mitzvah. And therefore, the shliach cannot be mevarich on a kiyu mitzvah of somebody else, midin shlichus, when it's the other person that's doing the mitzvah, when it's on his guf. So by Ner Chanukah also, it's on the other person's bias. And therefore, the only way to be motzi him in the bracha is through Shomea Ka'ona. As a shliach, you cannot say the bracha. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he also discusses this in Aruch Chaim Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Tzadi, and he gives a couple of other answers. He says that it's a technicality, one of his answers at least, that you can't say Shachianu or Shasanisim for the person, and Chazal said that all three brachos are supposed to go together. So that's why the only way you're going to be able to say Lahadlik for the other person is through Shomei Ka'ona, because that way all three brachos go together, because the other person is at least getting it through Shomei Ka'ona. So that's how the Achronim try to understand this comment of the Magen Avraham in the Mishnah Berurah. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein in the Sefer Torah Seyoledes, Perek Nun Dal, that was I think his first Sefer that he ever wrote about the halachos of pregnancy and childbirth. So he writes that the Ben Ishchai says that the cholah should say the bracha because the bracha is part of the Persumei Nisa, meaning he explains the Ben Ishchai differently. That the reason the Ben Ishchai, well, we haven't explained the Ben Ishchai at all, but he says the reason the Ben Ishchai says that you should light, that the cholah who's in bed and not even doing the halacha should say the bracha, that's dafka by Ner Chanukah that the Ben Ishchai says that. Because by Ner Chanukah, the bracha is part of the Persumei Nisa, and the Persumei Nisa is something that's in. So just like the person who's being Mekayim in the Mitzvah would say the Shasa Nisim, so you could say La Hadlik as well, because it's part of the Persumei Nisa. He bases this on something Rav Si Pesach Frank writes in Mekrai Kodesh, where he has that same Yisod, that there's a difference between Chanukah, the bracha on Eros Chanukah, and brachos on other mitzvahs. That La Hadlik Ner Chanukah is not like other birchas mitzvos, because it's not only a bracha on the mitzvah, she chelik migufa mitzvah mishum sheikara the persumei nisa, that it's part of the persumei nisa. The problem with that explanation is that the Ben Ishchai himself self-referenced, and he said, look what I write in Rav Pa'alim, and in Tshuvas Rav Pa'alim it says explicitly that just like every other mitzvah that you send a shliach to do, you yourself could say the bracha. So it's unlikely that that's what he meant. Another way to explain why Ner Chanukah the mishaleach might be able to say the bracha. Again, not would not fit with what he writes, with what the Rav Pa'alim writes, but it might be based on what the Machan Ephraim says in Simin Yer Aleph when it comes to a bracha on a makkah that a goy is building for you. The halacha is that normally there are three types of mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs that you cannot do with a shliach. You can't make a shliach to put on tefillin for you, to eat matzah for you, right? Then there are mitzvahs that you can do through a shliach, to be mekadesh anisha and perhaps light and eros chanukah and things like that. Then there are mitzvahs that don't even need shlichus. As long as it gets done, it doesn't even need shlichus. Like making a makkah, al gagecha, a goy is not a bar shlichus, but you're allowed to hire a non-Jew to build a makkah on your roof. You don't have to hire a Jewish kind of, if you want the makkah to be sturdy, right? You want to hire a non-Jew who's going to know how to build it. So you're allowed to hire a non-Jew to build a makkah al gagecha, right? So it doesn't even require shlichus in the first place. So Machan Ephraim says that when it comes to a bracha of asiyas makkah that a guy does, that that you don't even need shlichus. So the ikar is the mitzius that that the makkah is built. You don't even the Jew is allowed to make the bracha on the asiyah. So maybe one could argue, is that the assumption that Neros Chanukah is not really a din of shlichus because it's such a din in the bayis that you don't even need a shliach? It doesn't even rise to the level of shlichus. But if you were to suggest that, then you would probably have to say that a nachri could light Neros Chanukah for you. I don't think we would go quite that far. So anyway, long story short, can a shliach light Neros Chanukah for you? Probably, but you have to make sure that you are actually chayiv in the mitzvah. And pashtus is that if a shliach lights Neros Chanukah, that he should also be the one saying the bracha for you. However, you have this cryptic line in the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, that's difficult to explain, but it's there, that if they're going to say the bracha, that you should be there listening to the bracha through Shomea Ka'ona, which means that it's not going to be a practical solution if you're actually not home, if you're away from your house at that time. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.